For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, real reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Let me tell you, some of the comments are funny on here.
Yeah, no, we got creative listeners.
Yeah.
And then we got, this is definitely true as well. I mean, let's be real. They were 5-2 last year and lost their last five games.
Right.
Like, if they had the political will and the money, I guess if you're following the news, if Ben Suss didn't take all the money and give it to people. Gotta take digs at the academic side, too. We're full-service haters. Then you know, they probably – I mean, most coaches don't survive a collapse like that. They were 5-2, and everyone's like, maybe they're pretty – 5 losses in a row to go to 5-7. That's problematic. So I think that's you know, he's there. He's basically a dead man walking, because even if they're improved, it's going to be hard for them to make a bowl game on that schedule. And so, you know, it is kind of to Studio One Live point there. They are kind of, I mean, they're a little bit circling the drain there.
I'm rolling up. I'm going up a little bit to.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff in here.
Yeah. They're concerned about the O-line, specifically the right side. Silos 79 says here. All the messages worked from the Florida side said they are concerned about their O-line.
Right. So, it would be too. They're going against our D-line.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, this D-line is one of the top in the country, right? You've got, obviously, you've got Bain, you've got Tyler Barron, you've got Elijah Alston, you've got Mesidor coming back. And then the inside with Barrow and C.J. Clark and Marley Cook and Moten and some of those big names there, Josh Horton and Justin Scott. And you can name them all. You know, Campbell. So, like, those are some really nice names there.
And you know, again, we're saying concern. Maybe their O-line holds up better than we think. But
maybe.
But this, like, if you can pressure without having to blitz and overwhelm that off, then it's like that's a game changer, because then your linebackers are free.
All bets are off there, yeah.
To roam, you're not having to bring safeties up into the box. If you can win up front that handily, then that, again, it's not as maybe as sexy as blitzing all the time, and come, but it's much more effective because you're not exposing anything. Sure. Yes, I said sexy and exposing in the same sense. Like still the same show that we have in the offseason.
I like after 9 p.m., so, I mean, I think it can fly.
Yeah, we're in the late show now. I forgot about this. They're being sued for lying on their NIL.
Crap.
I mean, you
can see the reason they get fired. Blah. Look, what's the other one? What do you expect, Kane's Heat says, what do you expect from our... I don't want to be the grammar police, but our court.
A lot of people are on their phone, and some of them are voice dictating too.
We get it. We
understand. Yeah, Jazz. Have some sympathy.
Yeah, I know. We get it.
We are men of the people.
That's correct. What do you think from our? What do you expect from our court? Cam Ward. I mean, you know, if you don't know, which I get it, man. I mean, the kid's a hell of a quarterback, right? He's got all the intangibles, everything that you need to be, a great quarterback in college football. He is ranked one of the top quarterbacks in the game right now. And so you expect him to come in and to lead this football program. Look, all signs point to him being a great leader off the field, on the field, during practice. He is that type of guy that's been able to connect with his players on a deep level. He's got the respect. He's got the full backing of this offense and also the defense. I think, you know, I think it's a cliche to say, but it's the truth, right? Like when your defense is confident in your offense, your defense can pin their ears back and play at a different level than they would if they thought, shit, here we go, we're going to be pinned back again, you know, because our offense is not going to be able to move the ball. I think that that's going to transition to this defense playing even better, more aggressive, a little looser, because Cam Moore is going to come in and be able to command that offense and put some points on the board, move the football. I think that, you know, be that field general. Again, another cliche, right? Be that field general. But it's the truth, right? If he can do all those things, put points on the board, that defense is going to be even better. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Rich.
No, I was saying, go ahead, DJ.
I was going to say, when you look at, you know, how this offense can – you know, play out and be utilized. You can run with Cam Ward. You can run with the running backs. You have the strong arm of Cam Ward. So there's different dimensions to this offense. And on that same token, it makes the defense's life a little bit easier too, because you have the extended drives. You have the confidence that the offense can score points. And you also can get kind of a good look and see, you know, how your team runs, how it works, and how the unit itself, meaning the offense, can function. And I think when you have, you know, an offense that understands the defense and their strengths and vice versa, that helps as well. And, you know, I think having that consistent quarterback play from Ward will also be able to, you know, help the defense in that way.
I just want you to know that Danny said how your unit works. You said sexy and exposed. What's going on in the show today?
It's Florida week, man.
It is. It's. I get it. You know.
So I'll just be kind of brief on this for once. You know, I'll just lean back on not my opinion, but Cam Ward was voted ACC preseason player of the year.
Yeah.
Those mean nothing. I mean,
you're asking about what do we expect?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I expect.
Player of the year.
That's what I expect.
All right.
That neutral, remember, if neutral media vote our player as the best player in the conference, I expect him to be very good.
I just remember watching the Apple Cup last year and seeing him, you know, kind of make throws on the run, make throws out of the pocket, run to extend drives, you know, kind of control the tempo of the game itself. And, you know, having that in a quarterback versus a pocket passer who can't run, who doesn't really have good tempo. Because that was one of the things I noticed with Van Dyke, is that he had trouble controlling the tempo of the game sometimes. And I don't think will have a problem with that with Cam Ward under center because of his multifaceted ability to kind of move the ball.
Yeah, no, Van Dyke stunk at managing the game. Like, he could make all the throws, but he didn't know when to attempt which one. And that, that's where you had those mind-numbing interceptions and those mistakes. And that's why also there were other times where it was like, man, look at that throw. And it was, you know, that was the duality of man. But he didn't know how to manage the game well. And to DJ's point, just because the guy's open doesn't mean you take that throw at that time.
Yeah. Tempo was completely lost on him.
Yeah, and so that is. I do want to unpack this.
Vish, going back to what you said. Well, yeah, okay, we'll go.
Well, we can talk about that in a second, but go if you had something else.
First. Well, just going back to what you said. What Studio One Live said here. You heard Guidry say that you don't have to run all that stuff no more. He can just send four. Yeah, if he can just send four, if he's that confident that he feels he's going to get to the ball or the quarterback with just sending four, I mean. Again, all bets are off, man, because now you can do whatever the hell you want on the backside, and it's going to be fun because those guys are going to be able to roam around, go after the ball, play more loose, free, and that's going to spell all kinds of trouble for Florida's offense. Let's hope they can do that. Let's hope that they can do that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and that is what every defensive coordinator has to scheme up, you know, ways to get pressure, ways to, and then, but their ultimate dream is to just be able to send four and not have to do that to get pressure. So yeah, if you can do that, then as you said, and it'll, you know, and people are concerned about the secondary and all that, it'll, you know, help avoid that. I will just say, you know, one of the other things, and I do want to 904 put a good kind of list of items that could go wrong, some which I agree with, some which I don't. But to DJ's point in the Apple Cup, you know, it was a tight game. They lost at the end. He threw for 317 yards, three touchdowns, and two interceptions. Their other really tough road game, because everyone's talking about, oh, is he going to be able to play in the swamp at Oregon? He threw for 438 and a touchdown. Yeah. They lost those games. They're playing.
It wasn't because of Cam Ward.
Yeah, no, Oregon barely missed the playoffs, and Washington was in the championship game.
The Apple Cup, for those who don't know, is very tough to play in terms of an environment, and I know the name makes it sound kind of
– I think we do have East Coast bias here. Those are two really tough places to play that'll rival any other
– Yeah, they are.
Any other stadium you have to go play Absolutely. And win a road game on.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I don't think he's got issues on Saturday in terms of that. There could be other issues, but not in terms of like overwhelmed by the atmosphere. If you can go into Oregon, throw for 400 plus, you'll be okay in Gainesville.
And that Apple Cup game was absolutely electric too. I remember that was a great game.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be an issue at all.
No.
So 904 is talking about things that could go wrong. Maybe we should take these item by item: communication, coaching, penalties, turnovers, ref bias, tackling the open field, communication again.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Be prepared to defend the no-huddle. I'm least concerned about the last one. I don't see Florida trying to pick up tempo here. and speed things up. That's not maybe it's a curveball they will though, but that's kind of out of their element. That's not how Napier generally, you know, his teams have played, you know, coming from Louisiana and all that. Like they were not that kind of team.
Right.
And I don't really think they have the quarterback to do that either. Yes, dude. I talked about this last week when Blue said that Gainesville, and then I said, well, you know, Cameron's played at Washington. He kind of scoffed that. I was like, yeah, we handled UF in Gainesville.
Times are different, though, man. Times are different.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I mean, Washington is always a tough place to play, too. So he's dealt with that atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think in terms of this, I mean, I will say the ones that probably the last three items, I'm not concerned with our coaching. I know I'm kind of alone on that. I think our coaching is really strong.
Well, if you heard what Coach Cristobal said, apparently this, I think it was today, maybe.
Yeah.
He said that they may have hired someone to.
Well, he did. He said today. He said they hired a clock management coach after the Georgia Tech.
Well, what's there to worry about?
Well, I mean, look, there's
baby.
I mean, that was the. I mean, hopefully, we're not in a situation where we're having to manage the clock. Honestly, in this game. With that said, actually, I'm a fan of our coaching, so I think I'm a little bit. I know people are, you know, that kind of. If you want to put a negative slant on our program, because Jazz, you outlined how much talent has been infused.
Right.
It is, well, the talent's there, but can they coach it? And yes, is my answer to that. I'm not. I'm staying there on an island, saying I don't think there's going to be a problem with our coaches. I think we have really good coordinators. I think we have a good head coach as a CEO type that sets the right tone and attitude for the program to be a dominant program, and we finally have the talent to line up on that. Oh no, I know what you're saying. You're talking about coaching generally. That's why I like our coordinators. I think they're really good. And yeah. I think we had issues offense. If you want to talk offensively, I think we had issues with the quarterback position being consistent last year, which really hurts an offensive coordinator. You don't know what to call because you don't know what the quarterback to do with the play call. We ran through like a lot of running backs, so that was an issue as well. And then, you know, defensively we're also inconsistent, but I do think we take a step forward now. Because of the defensive line play, which is night and day improved over last year, which again makes his job easier.
I got a question for you because I think this is something I've been thinking about a lot. I got a question. This will be for both of you. You know, there's been a lot of talk, and I'm kind of, I don't want to say digressing or shifting so much because I think this plays into the game, right? We're talking about starting, who's going to start at what position. And I know most of the positions, we kind of have an idea, right? Obviously, it's going to be Cam Ward, and then, you know, Damian Martinez, Elijah Arroyo is probably 99% sure he's your starting tight end. Your offensive line, the only question mark is left guard. Who's going to be at left guard, right? I think that's been the only thing. Is it Okunlola? Is it Matthew McCoy? Is it someone else? Who's going to be there? We'll see. So that's kind of the only question mark there.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show.
Yeah.
The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.